Oh.
He wants to know the difference of a few things.
Okay.
So, I mean, in the Bible, it says, like, Satan, or in the book of Job, it doesn't say that Satan is evil. I mean, it doesn't even technically say in the Bible, Satan. It's only in recent editions that it has been changed to Satan. It
was, what recent editions are those?
King James. Back
no.
In
the, I mean, the King James Bible, if you go back to the Wycliffe, or you go back to... You can go back to Wycliffe. You can go back to Calvin's, Geneva translation. You go, Satan isn't, those words are not, Satan is it, or the devil has always been evil. That look at the, if you look at the word Diablos, that's the same, that's the word for devil.
Yeah, but I mean, going off of Satan, it actually is like the adversary.
Right? Yeah. It is. He is the adversary.
But I mean,
he's the enemy of God.
He's also, not necessarily. I mean,
yes, he is necessarily the enemy of God. The Bible says that he fell from heaven.
I mean, that's Lucifer, and Satan is another term for it.
No, what you're trying to tell me is the difference is Lucifer is the enlightened one, the light bearer. I know exactly what you're trying to say. Lucifer is the light bearer, has appealed to those of intellect that want knowledge. That's what they want. However, Lucifer, the light bearer, is evil. He is not good. What's been taught in the script, what's been taught in the scriptures, has always been the same as who Lucifer, Satan, the devil, the serpent. They're all the same. But see, what happens is that in witchcraft and other things, and in New Age religions, or even some Gnosticism and things like that, they have taught that Lucifer is the one that giveth light or knowledge,
that
the light bearer.
True,
I've heard it many times.
I have, like, my family is spanned from Judaism to. To Wicca, and
yeah, Wicca's evil too.
No,
of course it is. It's there's no such thing as white magic and black magic. There's no such thing as there's no such. It's all
I mean,
evil.
Then how do you explain God and the
because
Satan?
Satan is not the opposite of God. God has no opposite. There is no equal to God. God created Lucifer, and Lucifer fell because he chose to sin. The Bible says in Isaiah that he was proud. Five things. He said, I will ascend up to the heights of heaven. I will ascend above the throne. I will be like the Most High. He said he would ascend up above God, and he would be like the Most High. For pride, he was kicked out of heaven. For his pride, he was kicked out of heaven.
But going back to the Judaic version of Job, which
okay.
is what spawned Christianity's idea of Job, with the little spin.
What spin is that?
In Judaic, it is like one of God's messengers.
So let me ask you a question. Are you practicing Wicca then?
No.
No?
I have not actually claimed a religion. I'm agnostic.
Okay, so
I
you
have...
So are you saying that you study Wicca then?
I don't.
Or your parents do, or what?
My mother is Wiccan, yes.
Okay, she's a Wiccan? Okay. Well, you know that's... Do you know that the Bible forbids witchcraft, and the Bible forbids the wickedness of power? What did he say?
Don't be a witch.
You know, God forbids witchcraft. God is against it. In the Bible, it's very clear. There's a judgment upon witchcraft. Saul consulted a witch, and he was punished for it. Saul perished for it, for his consulting of a witch. God says the rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So God is definitely against witchcraft, and God is going to punish Lucifer. He's going to punish the Antichrist one day. He's going to cast them all into the lake of fire. The Bible says that in Revelation. It says he's going to cast them in the lake of fire.
All right. So... basically, I mean, going back to Judaic
okay.
version of Job,
okay.
it is like the messenger of God, and by
who's the messenger of God?
Satan or
well, Satan has been used. Satan has definitely been used as a tool.
But I mean,
in sometimes, and God even uses him as a tool in different versions of the or in different accounts of the Bible, different. At times, the Bible says that God gave him...
Although,
go ahead, I'm like, sorry.
Basically, the story of Job...
Right.
Because I'm taking a philosophy and world religion.
Okay, okay.
Right, currently in college.
Okay.
What... basically, God and the, or Satan, or the Observer, or the Adversary, how, whatever Dominican or whichever variation you read, is basically saying, oh, Job? Yeah, I bet, or of course he worships you. I mean, you've given him everything. If you
right.
take away everything, what?
He'll curse God and die. That's what the Bible says. That Satan tried to, Satan came to the Lord.
Except God said, yeah, I'll let you do anything you want, but I mean.
But you can't kill him.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, why would, like.
Why did God use.
God is so awesome.
Right.
Why would he, like, I mean, if he's all-knowing and all-powerful, he would know this already, but, I mean, why does he need to make a bet to go and...
There wasn't a bet. God already knew. He's all-knowing. It wasn't a bet. It was to try Job. Job was, his faith was tried. It was tested.
And then Job asked for a... Job, like, began to... Like, think, no, I did nothing wrong. And
okay.
essentially, basically, what it was saying was, not our faith is better than knowledge.
Well, no, well, exactly what it was saying is that Job had some self-righteousness as well that he had to get right with God. And then he repented of some of his self-righteousness. And then God forgave him and blessed him. And God knows how to try his children the best. And, I you know... There's some things that we can't always explain or understand because we're not God. But the one thing that we know to be true is that God is the righteous judge. That's what the Bible says. He is the righteous judge, and God has a law.
God's way of taking or Job taking God to trial, essentially, because that's what it like Job was asked for was, I want to see God in trial. Essentially is what he said. Not verbatim at all, but just broken down. That's what he said. And God carries the behemoth and the leviathan. And shows the, and is in a whirlwind.
Right.
And shows himself to Job.
Came in a whirlwind, right.
Were you here when I built this or this?
Right.
And, like, he, like, why would he just, I mean, yes. Faith is better than knowledge in that.
Sure it is.
However, why?
Why? Well, first of all, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. God is not always going to come in a whirlwind. God is not always going to come in there. But faith endures forever, the Bible says. That the trying of your faith worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. For the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. That's what the Bible says. So God as if God has a child, he can try his child however he chooses. You know, he has that right to do that. He's the creator, and he was Job was his son, and he had a right to do what he did. And to use Satan was used as a tool. You know? He was used as a tool. And in the end, he'll be cast in the lake of fire.
But I mean, God is so powerful, why doesn't he just destroy Satan right now?
Because man has a choice. God didn't create him without a free will. You have a choice to choose who you will serve. You have that choice. So God didn't destroy him because he had a choice. Man has a choice whether he will, and there's coming a point in time when he will destroy him. But it's not yet. For God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He wants them to repent.
So, on my deathbed, could I convert to Christianity and repent? And
I can't, you know what? I can't say that you could, no. And you want to know why I can't say that?
Why?
Because faith is not, because trusting Christ is not just up to you. The Bible says we're not saved by the will of man, nor the will of the flesh, but by the will of God. So faith is a gift of God. It is given by God. So you just can't, you can't just say on some appointed day, first of all, you have to realize that you're a sinner and that you're guilty before God. And you have to realize that you must repent and turn from that sin and be forgiven of your sins.
My question is, why would I want to believe that I have done anything wrong? Just
because you have.
But I mean...
Because you have, and you're guilty before God.
If I look at other religions, I could just... If I were to pick any other religion, like Hinduism.
We're not talking about Hinduism, we're talking about the Bible, though.
Yeah.
Let's make it plain and clear. Let me ask you a question. Are you a sinner?
I don't know.
You don't. You don't know what sin is?
No, I know it's.
Have you ever lied?
I have.
Okay. Well, then you're a liar. That's what the Bible says. You're a liar. If a man lies, what do you call him? You call him a liar, right?
I mean,
that's pretty simple, isn't it? If you lie, then you're a liar. Okay, let me ask you this. Have you ever stole anything?
Yes.
Okay, then you're a thief. Okay?
Okay.
All right. That makes sense, right? That's
so
pretty clear.
I'm a liar,
so are, all right, are you an adulterer? Have you ever committed fornication? Have you ever slept around?
No.
Okay, well then you're not a fornicator. Have you ever in your heart wanted to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, so then you're a fornicator, because the Bible says if you've done it in your heart, you're guilty of it already. So you see, right now what you've said, and by the way, let me tell you that I've been guilty of those things too.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to, you know, just point a finger at you and be like, it's just you here. No, it's me too, man. I've done those things too before, and I've been forgiven of those things, but I've done those things too. Okay, I've been guilty before God. The Bible says the purpose of the law is that every mouth may be stopped and that all the world may become guilty before God. Because Jesus came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
But I mean, didn't Jesus die for our sins?
Yes, he did, but the Bible says it only worketh effectual in them that repent and believe. There are two conditions to the gospel, to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. Condition number one is repent. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. The second one is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. But I could talk to you all day long about it, but unless God is moving you, unless you see your guilt before God, unless you understand that you are guilty before God, it won't do any good. You have to see your guilt before God. You have to come and say, you know what, I am. I'm the guilty one. I've done it. I've done those things. You know, that's why the Bible says the law is a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. It's a teacher. So it teaches us that we have failed God. Because if I've lied, then I'm a liar. If I've stolen, then I'm a thief. I've done those things. You know, I'm guilty of those things. Now, the Bible says, now no murderer, nor whoremonger, nor liars, nor sorcerers shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. So those that are sinners, guilty before God, are not going to be allowed in the kingdom of God. But the Bible says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. That means that Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of the devil. Okay, that's why he came. He came that you might have life, and he came that you might have it more abundantly. That's the purpose that he came.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, I hope it does. So I try to make it as easy, as simple to understand where we're coming from the scriptures as possible. And I'd like to encourage you to think about those things.
All right.
All right.
Pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. What's your name?
Merlin.
Good to meet you. All right.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you. I'm Jason. Okay.
Jason.
Have a good day. All right.